not our doctor, and he's not the Congress. Laws are written by elected representatives, not by executive fiat. Furthermore, Congress did not delegate that much authority in the OSHA Act to reach this far. This is supposed to be about workplace limitations, a railing to keep you from falling off the scaffolding, protections around a chromium pit or an acid vat, not something that's everywhere in the world. When you walk out of the workplace, it's still there, no matter where you go, the school, the church, the shopping mall. This isn't a workplace issue. It's a public health issue. And just like everything else that this administration is doing, he's trying to pound a round peg into a square hole.
Isn't that the truth? I will say this. I think I pray that somehow, some way, the courts will intervene. This is clearly unconstitutional. The president knows it's unconstitutional. He's doing it until we stop it, and we need to stop it before January 4th, before Christmas. We need to do this now. Stay with us. Coming up, a guy that would like to trade in his stethoscope for a pen that signs bills, legislation into law. We're talking about Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor for Nevada, would like to replace Steve Sisolak. He is a trauma surgeon. He's a small businessman, and he makes a lot of sense. Dr. Fred Simon, coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At a news conference, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats irresponsibly trying to push a vote on President Biden's social services plan.
We're moments away from voting on a 2,145-page bill. Advanced in the dead of night, finalized a few hours ago. And not one person in this body has read it.
With more on today's activity in the House, correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republicans began the day commenting on the House floor about the bills they were expected to vote on later in the day. Frank Keller of Pennsylvania says his constituents reject government overreach.
I've talked with job creators and the hardworking Pennsylvanians who go to work every day. You know what they're saying? They're saying, I don't need government telling me what's best for me and my family.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he thinks the president ignores border security.
I'm hoping this administration will make that a priority rather than ignoring it and encouraging people to come across our border.
Following his remarks, Congressman Biggs motioned to adjourn the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The House will reportedly be voting on the infrastructure bill today ahead of the Build Back Better Act. Also at townhall.com, Colin Powell, the first black Secretary of State, was remembered by family and friends at Washington National Cathedral. Michael Powell says his father defined the phrase people person.
His zest for life derived from his endless passion for people. He was genuinely interested in everyone he met. He loved a hot dog vendor, a bank teller, a janitor, and a student as much as any world leader.
Powell died last month at age 84. The end of daylight saving time comes Sunday across most of the U.S. Standard time begins at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. Set the clocks back an hour before bedtime on Saturday night. The Dow finishing up 204 points today. The NASDAQ was ahead 31. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Making his first public comment since the crash which took the life of Tina Tenter, Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis expressed his condolences to the family of the 23-year-old. Fighting back tears, Davis called the tragedy devastating. Prosecutors claim the now former Raiders player, Henry Ruggs, was driving his 2020 Corvette at 156 miles per hour just before he rear-ended Tenter's Toyota RAV4, causing the SUV to burst into flames. Tenter was trapped inside her car and died at the scene. While the team released Ruggs, Davis made it clear they were not abandoning the 22-year-old, saying Ruggs was a Raiders alumni and someone they want to help. He faces charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving. Prosecutors are expected to file formal charges next week. You know, the ride service offered by NFL Players Association was not available in the morning of Ruggs' deadly car crash. Back in 2010, the Players Union began offering player transportation link service, which provided players and NFL alumni with an 800 number to get picked up with no questions asked. Well, union officials say the ride-sharing options like Uber and Lyft became available. They ended that service in 2019.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, heavy volumes right now past the stadium. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana, also southbound at Sahara. Expect delays downtown for sure. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Pecos as those lane restrictions continue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two. Our brand new hours, noon till 3, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition. We've got now nine gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side, all vying for the opportunity to run against Steve Sisolak. And one of those is a trauma surgeon from Douglas County. He is Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He is a medical doctor, small businessman. I think that covers it all. I'd love to see his business card. It's getting a little crowded. Dr. Simon, good to have you with us. How's life out on the campaign trail?
Oh, Kevin, life is great on the campaign trail. I'm going to all the small towns, meeting lots of people, going to VFW's Elks Clubs. You know what? Nevada's a great state, and if you're going to be governor, you better understand everybody's plight, no matter how big or small the town is.
And you plan on getting to all 17 counties, right?
Absolutely. I'm in Beatty today, Tonopah, heading down to Mesquite, doing the parade tomorrow, speaking with some lovely women tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll be back for the parade in Moab Valley.
Tell me what people are telling you. We saw on Tuesday night in Virginia, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, in New Jersey. There is an unrest out there among the electorate. Tell me what you are feeling when you talk to people all across this state.
Well, the interesting thing is, Kevin, there's a fair number of people who are disengaged that are conservatives. And, you know, we've been continually saying the state's blue, the state's blue. I think there is a tremendous number of constitutional conservatives that are out there that need to have somebody come in and provide some passion and engagement, and they will show up. And I'm finding that in all the small towns. Now, the plight is different. Some of the towns were looking at unemployment for various reasons. The education issue is huge everywhere. Every town, every city. And the other thing that is a huge issue is healthcare in Nevada. Healthcare in Nevada is at an all-time low.
Tell me why that is. What and give me the kind of indicators so that people will understand what you're talking about.
Well, I think the very important thing when you talk issues with the public and you're sitting there with citizens, first of all, you have to have some baseline of the historical aspect of whatever issue it is, whether it's education or health care. And then you have to look at the trend and the changes. When it comes to health care, this all started to propagate to what we have now by Obamacare. And before Obamacare, almost all physicians were independent people, independent contractors. They weren't physicians with the government, insurance companies, and hospitals. I'll tell you what's happening in America in almost every area, whether it's education, it is the industrial education complex. It's the industrial healthcare complex. Government and big business are partners, and we the citizens are paying for all of this. And so all this money goes into healthcare and education, but the majority of it is sucked out by big business and government. And that's what's happened in healthcare. You have all these huge healthcare systems now. It's a conglomeration of multiple hospitals where physicians now work for the hospitals for lower reimbursement, and industry is involved and they're making money, and you have big pharma changing up the drugs all the time. You know, when drugs become generic, they're inexpensive. But what does big pharma do? They try and sell us on the next fandango drug that's 17 times the cost, but about maybe 1 to 2% more efficient. It's really a big scam out there. So now we have fewer independent doctors. We have hospitals dictating how things are run in partnership with the government.
Does it matter whether it's big city Las Vegas or small town Douglas County? Does it really matter when you're talking about healthcare, or all the essentially the laws are the same depending on where you live?
Well, let's look at Fernley, which isn't too far from Reno. No primary doctors.
Wow.
Harrington, no primary doctors. Hawthorne, no primary doctors. So what has happened is these big hospital systems have sucked the doctors out. You're a citizen sitting out in rural America, and basically it's just too bad. Get in your car, spend $4 a gallon of gas, 4 to 5 hours of your time, and come in and get a consultation. This can be all solved very easily. So you find kids in the communities that are deficient, and we're deficient even in the cities. We're also having problems with specialists. We're also having problems with doctors being satisfied with their careers. But we increase the number of medical students in our two medical schools. We get kids who want to go back to their hometown. We educate them through college and their medical school, and now they got a commitment back to the rural community. I'll give you an example in Hawthorne. I went around the entire town. I talked to all the people there. Plenty of empty buildings, plenty of people who are willing to come in and act as contractors, set up a beautiful office for a doctor to come in, put in telemedicine so you can actually do subspecialty consultation right in the primary care doctor's office by telemedicine in Hawthorne. It's not that hard, but here's the issue. The hospitals don't want to do that because then they're going to make less money.
Wow. And that is something that a governor can do. What is it that the governor can do to fix that?
Well, a governor who understands intimately the healthcare system, having run a major trauma center in a hospital that I saw how they Mickey Mouse all of the dollars and the shifting of supplies and how all this functionally works. Like I said, Kevin, we will get medical students who are committed. We'll help franchise these kids by giving them scholarships, and it's not going to cost anything. You add 10 or 15 kids into a classroom in medical school, that doesn't cost anything. And what will end up happening is the community will embrace these people, and they'll have good lives and good places. Now, when it comes to the hospitals, as governor, we're going to have to look at their books and see what they're doing in respect to providing the care. Transparency of cost. Do you see it?
Yeah.
No, it's not out there. We will demand transparency of cost. What does a CT scan cost? Where's the competition? There is no legitimate competition in healthcare for a reason. They're greedy.
I want to ask you, and again, Dr. Fred Simon, and I put the emphasis on doctor. He knows where all the bones are buried relative to the medical profession. I want to ask you, because you've been critical out on the stump about some of your opponents. There are 9 candidates, 1 woman, Michelle Fiore, and 8 dudes. And my question is, you've been naming names, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Kevin. I've got a couple burrs in my running shoes. You know, I'm tired of frauds. I've always been tired of frauds in life. I've got 3 or 4 of them that just, you know, I have significant ire for. Because when you're out there campaigning, people don't seem to go into the depth of who people are. My number one, enemy number one fraud is Joey Gilbert. Do you realize that he was getting a retainer from these counties of up to $50,000 to represent them to keep the counties open, as he said? He was doing it pro bono. He wasn't doing it pro bono. If people want to check that, it's in the Nevada Independent. He goes out and gets the says that he's got the support of the Churchill sheriff. He had to rescind that. You look at his literature. He says he's kept eight counties partially open. What does he mean by partially open? Counties are forced to wear the masks. We have all these mandates. It affected zero. And so you got a guy like that, and what does Joey do fundamentally to make money? He represents drunk drivers, DUI. Look at his website. And if anybody hasn't learned anything from the Henry Ruggs thing, this is what I've done my entire life, is try to restore families and patients who have been hit by drunk drivers. The recidivism rate of a drunk driver is extremely high. They need to go through the process of the judicial evaluation, lose their license, get some help, so they're not going to go back out and do these things. So Joey needs to get his stuff together, and he's disingenuous. Then I look at Lombardo. Here's a sheriff who walks in to this race with $7 million. I walked in with zero. So where's that money coming from? He's already bought. And didn't he support Sisolak economically? And didn't he give money to the Nevada Independent, a liberal newspaper? Of course he did. It's all documented. He's a fraud. He's not a conservative. He's a liberal politician. And everybody in Vegas sitting there going, we either take Sisolak or we're going to take Lombardo, we get the same thing. And then a very nice guy that I have to poke at is John Lee. I've been with John Lee on the stump, and when I have John Lee on video saying, hey, I'm running for governor after 8 months of being a Democrat, but I don't know that much about education, health care, or the homeless, but I'll hire experts, he's no longer eligible, in my opinion. So I got these guys out there, and then, of course, Dean Heller, who voted for Obamacare. Nobody's going to forget that. And, yes, I say this on the stump everywhere, because people must vet the candidates, ask the hard questions.
Just a couple of other things, and then I promise I'll let you go. And I'm glad it's refreshing to see a candidate who names names. I've got to ask you, because education for me is job one. It's the future of our community all across this state. And the question is, how do we fix our public schools?
Kevin, I'm going to give you the quick history of it. You got to know where it came from. The 20s, Marxism. In 1958, radical sexual education started. Now we got critical race theory. Here's the problem. These teachers and these educators, administrators, are spending half their time with ideology and not teaching children English, arithmetic, honest history. And what we are is 49th out of 50. Here's the bottom line. The governor now controls all the economics of education, where it used to be at the counties. How do we fix it? Number one, you take all this ideology out of the schools and start teaching children what they're supposed to be learning. The ethical and moral teaching of children should be from the parents. Number two, we're going to create competition. And I'll tell you, the best thing in America's competition. We're going to have school choice, charter schools, homeschooling, and we're going to disconnect that from government funding.
Will you give us ESAs, education savings accounts, that were approved by the state Supreme Court, but the funding mechanism was not? Will you support ESAs?
I will support anything that the parents want. I've been out on with parents to 11 school board meetings, and if I'm true to my word, is the parents of Nevada need to determine proper education. And if people want ESAs, ESAs should be out there. Absolutely. Every option that puts the money following the child back into the hands of the parents, out of the union.
Dr. Fred, in our final minute, what is it your campaign needs from my listeners, folks that hear you and say, hey, this guy makes sense? What is it you need at this point?
Well, when I'm riding around the bus, I need $7.50 for breakfast, which is a cup of coffee and a donut, maybe a sandwich for lunch, and diesel fuel. So that's what all we're asking for. We're running a lean campaign, and, you know, it's always money to keep this thing going. This big bus only gets 6 to 7 miles of the gallon, and people want to send me $25, $50, $100 to fuel this thing up. They'll see me. I will be in every small town in Nevada by the next 2 to 3 months.
Wow. Well, Dr. Simon, best of luck to you. Safe travels as you traverse all 17 counties here in the state of Nevada. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too, Kevin. Thank you once again.
There you go, Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. You can Google him and you can find out his background. Fascinating guy. And as you can see, he is not afraid to name names. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at Social Security.